Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, we've got lots of great classics. Some music by Mahler, Verdi, Copland, and of course, my favorite, the oboe music segment. We're going to ease into the morning, though, with some music by Faure from his Requiem. Here is soprano Nancy Argenta and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and Pia Iesu. Soprano Nancy Argenta, joined by the members of the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, and David Hill conducting a great performance of Pia Iesu from Faure's Requiem. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to continue with some music by the American composer Aaron Copland. He was born in Brooklyn and was trained in Paris by Nadia Boulanger, and he went through a variety of styles and techniques in his composition, everything from a little bit of serialism to jazz. We're going to be hearing the work Quiet City. Now, it was originally written to underscore a play written by Irwin Shaw. The music, I'll set the mood a little bit. It tells the tale of a young man imagining the night thoughts of the city people and trying, through his trumpet playing, to arouse the consciousness of the characters and the audience. Now, although the play only ran for two nights, Copland's music has endured as a concert piece. And this morning we're going to hear a performance by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Sir Nevin Mariner conducting. Some beautiful cor anglais playing and trumpet players. And that did feature Celia Nicklin on oboe and cor anglais and Michael Laird on the trumpet. Whose performance also joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. And that was Aaron Copland's Quiet City. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning. We're going to move on to some music by the German composer Engelbert Humperdinck. Now, I'm not talking about the pop singer. I'm talking about the one who lived back in the 19th and 20th centuries. Now, he began studying piano at an early age, and like all prodigies, he wrote his first composition at 7 years old. I never get that. It's quite amazing. Now, although his parents disapproved of his choice to be a musician and a composer, he did persevere, and today we're going to hear what he is probably best remembered for, some music from Hansel and Gretel. Now, this opera started as four songs to accompany a puppet show that his nieces were giving at home. His sister later joined forces with him and wrote the libretto, which was loosely based on a version of the fairy tale by Brothers Grimm. The opera premiered back in 1893, and actually, interesting note, it had the honor of being the first opera transmitted live from the Met. This morning, we're going to hear a performance of the prelude. Here is the Bamberg Symphony with Carl Anton Rickenbacher conducting.
Thank you.
The Bamberg Symphony, with Carl Anton Rickenbacker directing. That was the prelude from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is the time on the program of which I always anxiously wait and get very excited for. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Now, today's offering is actually one of my favorite compositions for the oboe. It's got a particularly beautiful second movement. So here is Joseph Kiss and the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra and Marcello's Oboe Concerto.
Thank you.
oboist Joseph Kiss and the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra. That was Marcello's Oboe Concerto.
The World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
And you are listening to CITR this Sunday morning here on 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. And this next selection, I'm just going to warn you now, may scare a few of you out there, but I promise it's going to be just amazing. Now, I'm speaking about some music by Mahler, and I know many people shy away from Mahler, but his intensity is beautiful and very haunting, and I particularly enjoy his Fifth Symphony. It was composed back in 1902 when he had just married the beautiful Alma, and she was expecting their first child. And in my mind, you can hear the tenderness and love in the music. Here is the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Jukka-Pekka Sarasate and the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony.
Thank you.
so intense and so beautiful. That was the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony and a performance by the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra with Jukka-Pekka Sarasate conducting. We're going to move on now to a little bit of choral music. Music from Verdi from the opera Nabucco. Here is the Ambrosia Opera Chorus and Philharmonia Orchestra. This is the Chorus of the Slaves. The Ambrosia Opera Chorus and Philharmonia Orchestra with Riccardo Mutic directing. That was the Chorus of the Slaves by Verdi. Now, this next offering is by Dynamic Franz Liszt. Now, he was renowned in Europe during the 19th century for his virtuosic skill as a pianist and is said by his contemporaries to have been one of the most technically advanced pianists of his age and perhaps, get this, the greatest pianist of all time. This morning we're going to hear a classic, his Liebestraum number 3. Ah, beautiful performance. That was François-René Duchâble and Lis Liebestraum.
Catch Natalie McMaster April 2nd when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theatre. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484. Or visit centennialtheatre.com. Tickets are now on sale.
And you've been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I thank you for joining me this morning, and do stay tuned to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the very talented Worku, coming up next at 10 till noon. I'm going to leave you now with some music, a collaboration by Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. Till next Sunday at 9, looking forward to it. Thank you.